It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
What up? It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Happy Tuesday. Hope you're having yourself a wonderful day. If you're looking forward to it, I'm getting ready for a, well, I don't know, can I call myself a bachelor if I'm still married? My wife's out of town for like the rest of the week. What do I call that?
I mean, I guess you're a bachelor for a weekend.
Yeah, that's right. Woo, 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 woo. Hit that high porn, please. No, my wife's on the way out for a work trip, so she's excited. I'm happy for her, and oh my gosh, I can do whatever I want.
Hey, Pork Chop significant other is gone all week too, so you guys are like both couple of bachelors, single bachelors.
Bro,
you guys gonna make out?
Yeah,
I can only hope so. I mean, spoon something.
Have some strippers over your house.
I don't know what kind of strippers do you like, Pork Chop.
No strippers. I'm okay with that.
Oh,
but I do have.
Chase must be listening.
I have an idea.
I'll kill you.
No, I've been to a strip club once, like even before Chase. But I got a text message from a friend. It says, "What are your plans for tomorrow night, homie?" Meaning tonight. I just talked with my buddy DJ Alex G, and we're going to Top Golf at 7. Bring you and your friends.
Oh, I'm busy at 7.
Oh, okay.
When?
Tonight.
7 tonight?
Oh, no. Sorry, I don't do things on weeknights.
7 to 9.
Yeah,
well, if your wife's
gone, you gotta start being responsible.
7 to 9.
Like, what the hell? Your wife's gone for a week.
Okay. Sorry. Show doesn't matter. Employment doesn't matter.
So then you shouldn't have even brought up that your wife is gone. You should have said you're gonna hermit crab and stay home all week.
Maybe Friday and Saturday I'll get, as the kids say, turnt. Maybe I'll get a loose.
Lit.
Yeah, the weekend is different. I'll do anything, but on weekdays I'm pretty much.
Okay. You know, you should be doing getting crazy, working that second job.
Yeah,
I actually went to find a suit.
That's expensive to go to Top
the
Golf.
The suit doesn't fit, so I have to get, like, because you have to interview at that place in a suit.
Whoa.
They want to see what they're working with.
Yeah.
Shake it,
have you contacted them at all, or, like, have they asked you for an interview?
No. There's a guy that I know that works there. I contacted him, and he's like, yeah, like, shave and wear a suit. So, as you can see, I kind of shaved. And then I went to try my suit on, and I look like the Pillsbury Doughboy in it.
Oh, boy.
But wouldn't you make sure you got the interview before you bought a suit?
No, because if I get the interview and don't have a suit.
I mean, you can get a suit.
You know what,
like,
though,
Liv? Day.
If he doesn't get the job and he has a new suit, he's going to be one of the best looking Uber drivers in town.
That's true.
Hello.
There are charities that provide suits for people.
I don't think they're meant for Pork Chop. I could be wrong. I don't think
they're
meant for
you.
Well,
how not? He can't afford one for a job interview.
Well, I think that they might look at salaries.
And yeah,
I mean,
you
like,
actually
with
have
his
a job.
Salary, he doesn't have a bad salary. He's just in a lot of debt.
True.
Oh, okay.
Well, anyways.
Is there anything else you wanted to add since we're on you right now in the room? Like how your day was?
Yeah, sure. I've forgot for the past week, but I have to pee in a jug. A jug? I don't know why I said jug.
What?
Okay. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I have to do a 24-hour urine test, and that means I need to bring the jug here, but I thought I'd ask you guys first.
Oh, like in studio, you got to bring the pee jug?
It's a 24-hour test, yes.
Go outside and
keep it
do
in
it.
Your car.
Yeah, no, go in your car.
I think it's fine. You can bring it in here. Just spray or something.
No, I mean, I'm not going to do any business in here. I'll do it in the bathroom.
Studio. Dude, you got to do what you got to do, man.
Dude, there was
as long as he's not having to poop in a bag.
You hear it tinkling in the background.
There was a kid that ran out of the bathroom yesterday in the, like, gym daycare that I work out, pants down, underwear down. I thought he was going to start peeing on the carpet. And I was like, get back in the bathroom. Yeah, it was wild. And also, I had a kid ask me yesterday where babies come from.
What'd you say?
I said, where do babies come from? I don't know. I just said that I didn't know.
You lied to the kid?
And he said, I think that, like, you have to, like, marry someone. And I was like, yeah, that sounds right.
He's like, but my parents aren't married.
Yeah, well, his parents aren't married, so.
Are or aren't?
He doesn't. They are married. Oh. So, like, when you're a kid, you don't know anything else outside of, like, your own life.
Okay. I would have been like, well, what a man.
No. I was
bored.
Yeah, I have no idea. That sounds right. You're probably right.
Stork.
Alex, do you know where babies come from?
I do. Okay. And it is fascinating, let me tell you.
It is. It's a very interesting process. How's your day yesterday?
I just spent my night just crying in bed about Taylor Swift. I'm just so excited. Just
oh,
so excited.
Oh, my gosh. That is so weird.
Do you have any tears left? You cry about something every night.
I know I do. We got a new Candid last night, which is basically that means like a paparazzi shot of her walking. And she was wearing new merch for this era. It is epic. Everything is pink, pastel, pantsuits. This is my time. Like, this era is meant for me. Like, all I've wanted since being a Taylor Swift fan was a girly, princessy era from Taylor Swift. It, like, never really has happened with all the pastel and all that. So this is my moment. I am so stoked for Friday because midnight, we get a new song.
Midnight on Thursday?
Thursday at midnight, Friday,
so
yes.
Isn't it supposed to be with, like, Blood Drop or something?
Is it going to be a song?
Yeah, like a producer, Blood Drop.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I think the new track's with them.
Is it going to be, like, a song or a full album?
A song.
How do you know it's just a song?
I just know.
Okay.
It's I'm like an FBI investigator.
An intuition film?
No, I know. I'm an FBI investigator.
Okay.
This is a lot of hype for just a song.
It's Taylor Swift.
Okay, well, she puts out, like, flops a lot of time.
No.
I mean, let's not try to...
Her last album wasn't her biggest charting album, but it still wasn't a flop. Highest grossing tour of all time.
It just, like, wasn't very good.
I don't think it was a favorite of people that aren't fans. I think you had to be...
Was it a favorite of yours?
Out of all her albums, no, but I didn't hate it. But I think people that are like average casual fans,
yeah,
they didn't love it.
Like, I would never... Like, I like the song Delicate, and then that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
That's the only song that like I have on like my Spotify playlist.
Yeah, exactly. So, this album, people will be liking it. If you really liked 1989, then you should be very excited about this album.
Ooh, I can barely hold back the containment and the excitement that I have in my soul for this. It sounds amazing.
Hey, don't ask me about my night if you don't want to know.
Okay. Pork Chop, let me know what her night was, and I'll know if I need to ask her or not. Like,
okay.
If it's like, I cried for Taylor Swift again.
We'll censor it.
Listen, if there is a new album coming out from Taylor Swift, just so you know, till the summer when the album comes out, I will be crying all the time over Taylor Swift. That's how it goes. This is whenever a new Taylor album comes out, this is how Alex is. So just brace yourselves.
I just wish she'd be like Justin Bieber, like, you know what? I've done too much music. I'm going to take the rest of my life off. That
he said
cool
he's having a new album come out this year,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he just said that
at Coachella. Okay.
I feel like he was just like going off of the high of being on stage, to be honest.
Yeah, he'll come down and be like, well, you know what? Is it too late to say sorry? Because I ain't coming out with anything. Code up this morning here on the Joe and Alex Show. Of course, the garbage is about 5 minutes away. Also, Joe's need to know news. We got to talk about some of these things parents have been sharing about things they've had to do with their kids, picking them up at school. And also today, I think that Liv the Web Girl needs to end things with Jewel Daddy before something bad happens. Are we talking about this or not?
Yes.
Yeah, I think you're being dramatic.
Well, not from what I've been hearing. Maybe I've been hearing secondhand accounts that aren't that accurate, but we will be talking about that. And also a good question, could your mother be your soulmate? Yeah, no, hold on. There's a lot to get to. We'll explain that. It's all coming up here this morning on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Coming up next in the garbage, did this actress come out of the closet yesterday? We're finally getting a great new rom-com, and this singer opened up about depression.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
In a video that has now been deleted on YouTube, Roseanne Barr says that she's queer, but I'm unsure if she is using it in the serious way or not.
All that LGBTQ stuff, okay, let me just be real. I put the Q in LGBTQ, okay, because I am queer as two mothers. I'm queer. I'm alien. I don't belong here with all these people. They make no sense. They are very queer. And that makes me technically queer, I guess.
She is just losing it, like just going off the deep end. And a side note, you know what offends me most about that video? The wind. You can't have the wind in the background, guys. Come on, we know what good cell phone video is.
Well, if you're walking outside, you just get
you need
that.
To go into a quiet corner. I don't want that.
Yeah, but if you're talking to a celebrity as they're walking to their car or whatever, that's just how it goes.
Well, I don't like
it. Did she not take the video herself?
That wasn't a video she took of herself?
I thought it was.
I didn't watch it. I just listening to it. It sounded like, you know, TMZ going up to somebody. That's what they always sound like.
I feel like that's what
I could
she
be
took
wrong.
Herself.
I think she took it herself, but also old. You can't expect old people to think of that stuff. They can't consider
you're not working
the
wind. You're not working with your parents like, all right, Mama C, Papa C, let's do horizontal, not vertical. And
yeah, I am, but maybe
otherwise
Roseanne
you're a bad
doesn't
daughter.
Have like good children to teach her this stuff.
I don't think that she was.
She talked to Becky.
Serious, I think she's just kidding. Like, she's just saying, like, I'm weird, because queer also has a different meaning. It's kind of different now, but just like gay back in the day meant happy, queer just kind of meant odd. I think she's just trying to be, like, funny.
Okay.
I'm not saying it's funny. I'm just saying, like, I think she's just trying to be weird. I don't think that she meant, like, she was literally
a
lesbian.
She just sounds like she's losing it to me, but that's me. Maybe I don't know what I'm talking about.
Ariana Grande is thanking her longtime idol Jim Carrey for giving her advice on depression. She recently opened up about her struggles with feeling empty, and Jim Carrey has been open in the past about his struggles with depression. Ariana posted a picture to her Instagram of a quote from Jim Carrey on depression, and the actor responded on Twitter. He said, I admire your openness. I feel blessed to have such a gifted admirer. Ariana was beside herself with his response. She was like, I can't process this or breathe. Hold on. I don't think you understand how much I adore you or what you mean to me. Thank you for taking the time to share this with me. I can't wait to tattoo this tweet to my forehead. Jennifer Lopez and Owen Wilson are teaming up for a romantic comedy. I am so excited about this. Lopez and Wilson will star in a movie called Marry Me, which is based on a graphic novel of the same name by Bobby Crosby. The movie is about a pop superstar played by Jennifer Lopez, who moments before marrying her rock star fiance at Madison Square Garden finds out that he's cheating on her with her assistant, and so she spontaneously melts down on stage, and then she picks a random math teacher who's going to be played by Owen Wilson out of the crowd to marry instead. This is like everything I've been waiting for. I've been saying for years now, why don't we ever have any good rom-coms anymore? So this is very exciting. And rapper T.I. bailed out 16 women and 7 men from DeKalb County Jail in Georgia on Sunday. The 23 offenders were released in time to celebrate Easter. Some of the bail recipients were first-time offenders. T.I. worked with New Birth Missionary Baptist Church as part of the church's bailout program to get the people released. The bailout program continues after inmates have left jail by connecting those newly released with a mentor for weekly meetings. They also give a portion of donations to create college funds for former inmates' children. The bailout program was launched on Ash Wednesday this year and raised over $120,000, which was more than 3 times its original goal.
That's crazy. I was going to ask you, like, I wonder how much the bail was for those people, because, I mean, it's a lot of people to be able to bail out on Easter.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
23. Coming up in less than an hour, what the heck is going on with Britney Spears? Well, I'll tell you.
For more garbage, go to joanalexshow.com.
Good morning. It is the Joan Alex Show on Radio Now, and mascara alert, or I don't know, what would you call it for a guy? Like, if you want to warn a guy he's about to cry? I don't know, like onion alert? Like, if you're chopping some up? A guy in Indianapolis, Indiana, his name is Randy. He's been trying to be an R&B singer. That's not the part we're crying about here. But money's tight. I mean, anytime you're a musician, you're trying to do your thing. And on top of that, he recently found out he needed a big chunk of change to save his dog's life. Uh-oh. This ain't good. His pit bull, Gemini, ate a sock in part of a plastic bottle and it unfortunately got lodged in his intestines. So he needed a very expensive surgery that Randy couldn't afford. I feel like a lot of people couldn't afford this. It was going to be anywhere. And I hate when they say this because I've had it before. They're like, well, it could be this to this. Alex, it could have been $3,000 to $6,000 for the surgery to try to save his dog that ate the sock in the plastic bottle. It's just absolutely terrible. And here's the thing that's even worse on top of that. Listen, I know you don't have animals, Alex, but I bet you could even like kind of see this side of it. He, of course, had to take care of the animals, so he went to the vet, then he had to come back. He also has a job. Well, guess what happened? Between so many pet vet visits, they fired him at his job.
Oh, no.
That's awful.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, if you're just like, well, I got to go take my dog's poop in, sure, that's not an emergency. But if your dog's dying, if your kid's really sick, you got to be human, right?
Yeah, that is so sad.
Yeah, so that's terrible. But hold on, I'm going to make it better. I'm not going to make you cry like sad stuff. Well, here's the thing, though. He was still willing to do anything to save his dog's life, so he decided to put his car up for sale online.
Oh, my gosh.
Bless this guy's heart, man.
Just a great dude. He listed it for $1,000, less than it was worth, and just to sell it. Keep in mind, the surgery is $3,000 to $6,000, so even if he sold his car, he's still way, way, way far behind. Well, luckily, though, he didn't have to sell it. This is actually where it gets cool, because a nonprofit group called SOAR, SOAR, they had a cool thing. They heard about him, and they posted a story on Facebook, and they were amazed at how Randy was willing to give up everything just to save his dog. So they started getting these donations, and they started pouring in. Random strangers, don't even know him or his dog, ended up donating around $3,000 to cover the surgery. One of Randy's friends also loaned him $2,000 to help out if needed, because it could be $6,000. And I guess Gemini is now doing great, and the surgery worked, and already back to normal.
I love that.
Oh, yay! A man and his dog.
Now that I know that our listeners and our community can do great things, I'm going to need you, because, like, this sounds terrible, but, I mean,
this dog needs to step up and get a job.
Yeah, this dog has definitely got to do some amazing stuff now.
He's got to help out.
Like, Gemini, you better save Randy's life if ever needed. Like, if it's like, oh, well, Gemini was kind of...
1,000%.
Like, you have to do something miraculous now.
I was thinking about it yesterday, and I would jump in front of a car to save my boyfriend's dog.
Not even close.
Really?
I 1,000%.
Okay, let me ask you this, and let's not go that dramatic, but a realistic thing that could happen. Hope it never happens. Mm-hmm. The dog, your boyfriend, what's the dog's name?
Leo.
If Leo needed to have some kind of like $3,000, $5,000 surgery, would you be willing to put that like on a credit card and go into debt?
I mean, I would tap into my savings.
How much do you get in your savings?
It's none of your business.
I mean, roughly $3,000 to $5,000.
It's none of your business.
You have that much in savings? Wow.
People Liz's think sitting I'm irresponsible, money. But I've been saving.
You don't pay stuff and you get your license suspended. But besides that,
I got my license suspended but for a thing I didn't know. I always pay stuff. I've never been late on a bill.
So you're saying if you had the money, if you had to borrow it, you would spend $3,000 to $5,000 on an animal to save it?
I would save it on this dog. I would save it on Leo.
Would you let me borrow $3,000 to $5,000 to help out my boys, Benny and Paddington?
I mean, I would have to take a look at like your credit score, how your credit card bills are, see how quickly you're actually paying off your debt.
I don't have a credit score. I don't have credit cards. If you look at me, I can't really get financed for a lot of stuff. I don't have a credit score.
Well, are you serious? There's no way.
Yeah, I cut up all my credit cards to pay up my debt. So when you don't have credit, you have no credit score.
But you do. But you have had debt, so therefore you do have a credit score.
Nope, zero.
That's just like not. How do you have a car?
My wife had to like co-sign it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really.
Dude, you need to start building some credit. Don't you want to buy a house or something
soon?
You can
get underwritten for that. Oh, my Dave Ramsey people, where you
at?
You know what I'm talking about.
That's wild.
Okay, well, you're probably a better person than me. I love my dogs, Benny and Paddington. Hope nothing happens. I think you have, I can't.
You got to take him out to the pasture?
Okay, Alex, I wasn't going to bring up death in this. I'm simply saying that I don't think I could afford paying for something like that. It would really be gut-wrenching. It sounds like I don't love my dogs, but I wonder if anybody has, like, I sound like an old dad, like, oh, this is my limit, son. But I can't, I mean, like, what if you spend $5,000, put yourself in a bad spot, and it doesn't work?
No, trust me, I understand where you're at. I wouldn't pay that much for your dogs. I'm just saying that Leo, in particular, is, like, the actually most perfect dog in the entire world. I'm not joking, he is like a human. Like, he actually understands things.
Okay, like what?
Like, when you're talking to him, he, like, just gets what you're saying. Like, he's just the best.
Okay.
So your dogs, I get it. Yeah, I would never pay that much money on your dogs.
And they don't even like me, so it's like, what's the point? They like their mom.
We got Eliza Thornberry over here.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, this dog and me, we can talk to each other.
All right, well, thank you very much, Eliza. We appreciate it. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Time for Joe's Need to Know News. Let's get into it. Hey, listen closely here, because you could help make a big difference here in a case that is kind of gotten cold over the past couple of years. State police, they've released a new sketch. And hey, can we get this up, if it's not already, on our story on Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show? Could somebody please post this new sketch that the police have released? There's also audio I'm going to play, and there's some video now of the Delphi suspect. This came out Monday afternoon. We know this is about
power to you, and you want to know what we know. This is according to the ISP Superintendent Doug Carter. He said this during the press conference, speaking directly to the murderer. He even remarked the killer might be in the room trying to learn what police were doing with the investigation. He said investigators believe the suspect is either from Delphi, works there, or used to, and still visits the area regularly. They believe he is between the ages of 18 and 40 and appears older than he actually is. Police also released video of him walking along the railway bridge towards Libby German and Abby Williams, along with an extended clip of him talking to the girls. Now, this is looped out. I will play it a few times, but it is saying, guys, down the hill. So listen to this, and I'll play it a few times. Maybe you can recognize the voice somehow. So that's one thing. They had audio before. I think it said guys, maybe, or down the hill, but they released more, like, to formulate a sentence. I wonder how much they actually have, if that's it.
Oh, they've got more.
Or if they're still holding back more.
They have more. So here's what I think. This was just like a movie yesterday, as far as like when you've seen movies about serial killers and stuff like that, and when the police do a press conference and they speak directly to the killer, that is what they were doing yesterday. And I think that they were putting in hidden subliminal messages in the press conference.
Because, to the killer?
Yes.
Like what?
Saying things that would make the killer worried. Like, I think that they know who it is. I think that they only have circumstantial evidence. I 100% believe the police do know who the suspect is, but they just don't have enough. So they're kind of trailing him, probably watching him and trying to trip him up, which is like, they put a whole bunch of like religious stuff in their press conference, which was definitely out of the ordinary. So in my mind, I'm thinking this person could be a youth pastor, somebody like that, that works at a church that knew Libby and Abby, because they're trying to trip him up, like freaking him out with all this like religious stuff that they were saying. I just knowing what I know from all these other cases and stuff, just because I'm obsessed with this kind of stuff, that's what I feel like was happening.
The new sketch, I feel like, if that's true, just in general, whatever it might be, it has to catch them then. If they're saying that
it
this
looks
person's
nothing
in
like
there,
the first sketch.
It's totally different than the people they actually interviewed before.
Yeah, it's up on our story at Joe and Alex Show if you want to see it, if you have not seen it yet.
So we will definitely keep you updated if we hear anything. And reminder, you can always call Crime Stoppers and try to give them tips and information that's totally anonymous.
And if you don't live in Indiana and you're listening and you're still interested in finding out about this case, it's like the biggest case that's happened in the state of Indiana in years.
But it was national news, too. This was everywhere.
Well, right. So it was national news. What I was going to say is, if you're interested in it, the family, the survivors or whatever, were on Dr. Phil not too long ago. And so you can probably YouTube that and watch it and learn more about this case.
Hey, how are you guys doing with your vaccinations?
I think I'm up to date.
Liv's kind of like not acknowledging. I feel like
I think I'm up to date.
I always wonder about Porkchop. I feel like he never gets vaccinated. Well, the U.S. recorded 71 new measles cases last week, which is a 13% increase. The CDC says it's recorded 626 cases of the disease in 22 states as of April 19th. And they say they previously recorded 555 in 20 states. But this is like going to be the second worst in like, I'm sorry, it's the second worst outbreak of the disease in our country in two decades. Like, that's insane. Like, we shouldn't even have this. Get vaccinated, you dummies.
That is terrible.
Oh, God. If you gave me like some, well, I should rephrase that. If you gave me measles, I would be upset.
Right.
I would have a problem with you. This is a story that I didn't even want to talk about. It just makes me so mad when people do things to animals. Authorities in Coachella, California, nabbed a woman that they were looking for. She was caught on video throwing a bag of three-day-old puppies in a dumpster. Here's my thing. If you're just a piece of crap human, which is fine. I mean, there's some people out there. Let the dogs loose somewhere where people will see them. But you threw them into a garbage dumpster.
Yeah, thank
God.
What
are the odds somebody would see that? What are the odds?
Oh, so terrible.
Should throw her into a dumpster and see how she feels. Thankfully, though, she's arrested. They found her because of video out there. She's facing 7 animal felony counts, and if she's convicted, she could face up to 6 years behind bars. I don't understand people. Like, for example, Alex doesn't love or like animals, but Alex, I don't think
I care about the well-being.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think Alex, even if a dog bit her, would be like, well, I'm going to throw you in a garbage can, dog.
No, of course not.
So you're a sick person in the head if you do that. And if you were looking to get one of those Samsung phones, the flip ones, you know, like the kind of fold up, I wouldn't plan on it. They announced earlier this year that they're releasing $2,000 flip phones, but they are now delaying it because the phones are starting to break. You knew that would happen, right? If it bends in half already, it's not going
to
last.
I just want someone to bring back the Sidekick, but make it a smartphone Sidekick.
Did you actually have one? I never did.
No, and I always wanted one. I just had a pink Razor.
I bet you could find one on eBay. For pretty cheap.
Oh, probably, but like imagine what that would be like. You'd have to text on T9 and stuff, I'm sure.
Did you ever want, like, the Razor was kind of cool. Did you ever want, or is this more of a guy thing? Did you want one of the phones like with, I think it was Sprint, where it's like, brrr, like you could just like chirp it back in people?
Oh, like a walkie-talkie?
Yes.
No.
Oh, I always wanted one of those. And by the time I got one, like they were ending, kind of like all my fashion sense, like everything's over by the time I get it. But I was like, hey, you guys got there? Like, oh no, we don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
So I just had to hit random numbers and try to chirp with people. Nobody chirped back.
Well, now you have Twitter, at least.
Yeah, I got that. But nobody tweets me either. All right, and hey, today's a special today. Today is International Nose Picking Day. Who's going to partake in that?
Sweet.
Yeah, I do you ever try to, like, fake the nose pick? So, like, obviously you're picking your nose, but you don't want people to see you're doing it?
I feel like a lot of people I know absolutely pick their nose and eat it. I see it happen, and I'll say something.
Do you? Because I feel like you're a weirdo that you would kind of go like...
No,
you may not swallow
it,
but you just want to see what it's like.
They do it all the time. And I have said, like, dude, you just picked your nose and ate it. They're like, no, I didn't. I was just biting my fingernails or something. I'm like, you 100% did.
That's very gross. And today is also school bus driver day. So shout out to our school bus drivers.
Oh, yeah.
I honestly thought that if this radio thing didn't work out, I always thought, like, driving a bus would be kind of cool because you get to play the music you want. You know, you get to pick up kids. They probably, like, leave their lunch. One kid leaves their lunch behind. Oh, no, it's mine.
I know that if you're, I know a lot of people tell me that their bus drivers listen to the Joan Alex Show. So if you are a bus driver and you're listening to the Joan Alex Show, give us two honks right now.
Oh, I heard a few. Yeah, shout out to the good bus drivers out there. All right, that's Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it all out online at joeandalexshow.com. Follow us. We are the Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show, and everything is online at joeandalexshow.com. This is something that you could join in with if you got a good story. We're not going to make that much fun of you. The number 833-563-2539. That's 833-JOE-ALEX. Share with us the reason that you as a kid or maybe as a parent, you had to pick your kid up from school. I got a few of them, and I'll go around the room too if anybody's got one. But here's some of them that I found. A parent at our school had to come get their kid who was caught selling imaginary friends to the younger students for $1 apiece. That sounds like you, Alex. You'd be like, hey, would you like an imaginary friend? Yeah. All right, $1.
I did do stuff similar to that.
Really? What did you do?
Oh, I came up with this thing. I called it the party line.
And okay.
In sixth grade, and I like would get as many people as possible. I would write up little invitations, and I would get like 35 kids to all be on the same like three-way call.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, after school, we would all be on the same line at the same time. Like we'd three-way someone, then they would three-way someone, then they would three-way someone. So we just got all these kids on there, and so I came up with this thing called the party line, and I think I sold the spots.
Oh, there you go. Like, oh, you want to be on? Well, here's the number.
That was like a real thing.
Yeah.
Back in the day. No, like there was like a thing called like a party line.
I never.
And it was like a service. You should sue them.
Well, maybe Alex stole it and tried to make money.
You
off
can get money now.
I'd probably heard about it when I was little or something.
I mean, I personally
I just think you should sue them.
I got in trouble, and you can share 833-JOE-ALEX. I used to go to the flea market, and they look pretty good. But my dad would buy these fake Oakleys, the glasses. They look really cool, but we'd get them for like probably like 20 or 25 bucks. We'd sell them for like 50 bucks at school.
Whoa.
I was in like eighth grade. That was a tough suspension.
Jeez.
To have because I was making some money. Player hating principal, that's what it was. I'll tell you right now. Another one right here. Because we had taught our 7-year-old son that nudity is natural and nothing to be ashamed of, turned out he'd been walking around the halls flashing his wiener to everyone he met.
Oh, my God.
We got a little sexual deviant kid over here. Check out my wiener.
That's hilarious.
Another parent talking about reasons they had to go pick up their kids from school, and you can share yours too. I was called in because the elementary school was going on a field trip, and my son forgot to get the permission slip signed, so he decided to give forgery a try.
Ooh.
Since he was only in first grade, his handwriting was terrible, and instead of my name, he wrote mom.
Nice.
That's something cute. I think I would have tried to pull off.
I keep that in a scrapbook, I think.
Yeah, that's adorable.
My son went to a private Catholic school, and once when my son was in third grade, a nun called me because he and a friend were having a distance contest in the bathroom, like with a stream.
Yeah.
Like, who could go the farthest? I think it's things that young boys do, because I remember doing stuff like that, too. There was nothing, like, sexual about it. It's just like, yeah, woo!
I got in trouble one time in school for trying to start a food fight. Only me and Corinne Brown, she was the only one that was in on it with me.
What'd you guys throw?
Mashed potatoes.
Ooh.
So you actually did throw it?
Yeah, no, we did throw it, and no one threw back.
See, I wouldn't have done that. I always was terrified of a food fight happening because I didn't want to mess up my hair or my outfit.
It was the very last day of school in, like, I think, like, 6th or 7th grade.
Oh, yeah.
And we're like, oh, we got to do it.
I respect you for that. Honestly, that's a side of live I did not expect. I know you're a wild, crazy partner, but I didn't know you were a food fighter. I mean,
well,
that's a whole other level.
I attempted. That's the only experience I have with food fighting.
That's not your fault. Shame on your classmates. They let you down.
That's what I'm
saying. The person
to
throw it, like, usually gets all the blame.
Like, what narcs? Are you kidding me? Not, you're not going to throw back a cookie?
Liv's trying to throw the mashed potatoes, and I really like them.
I wasn't a food fighter in school. He was just a food fighter.
I was a food eater is what I was. Let's see here. I was in 6th grade. Alex's could be you in my emo phase. So I was wearing a lot of black eyeshadow from Claire's. Well, I guess I wasn't really good at makeup at the time because the teachers called my mom into the office to discuss my, quote, injuries and who was hurting me.
Oh my gosh,
that's hilarious.
That's awkward.
I wonder so much because kids nowadays, I feel like more than ever, express themselves in so many different ways, whether it's being, you know, makeup or whatever it might be. It's got to be hard to tell, like, do I say something or not?
Yeah.
Because you want to say something to protect a kid, but it's like, that would be totally me. If I was God, that'd probably look like my dad punched me in the eye.
What are the funny reasons you had to pick your kid up from school? 833-JOE-ALEX.
I had to talk to the director of my son's daycare when he was 3 years old because they said he told another kid he was going to F him up.
Whoa.
Oh, my gosh.
Turns out he was singing Bruno Mars' Uptown Funk You Up.
Oh.
Uptown Funk You Up?
Yep.
I can see where that could come off right there. I got kicked off the bus for 3 days, and I think the song's called Smash by The Offspring, but it says like 5 swear words in a row. I was listening on my mom's Sony Walkman cassette, the bright yellow, like old school one, and it's like, you stupid, dumb blank. Our Lord, it just said like all the swear words you can't say in a row. I don't even remember this. It was just on this cassette I was playing. And I just was behind the bus driver and I wasn't yelling it, but I was like, you stupid, beep, 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 beep.
You were just singing along.
Sing a song. She's like, what did you say?
Oh, God.
Oh, that was a tough one. Apparently, after that, my mom wanted to hear what I was listening
did
to.
Did she stop the bus?
Yes.
That was the worst.
She didn't kick me off the bus like there. She like the next day I couldn't, but yeah.
Well, your alls are kind of like funny and cool. Mine is 0% cool and just straight up embarrassing.
Let's hear it.
I just had this period of time in 7th grade. For some reason, I couldn't stop wetting my pants.
I would laugh.
It was because I would laugh so hard. I got this new group of friends that were so funny. And every time I would laugh really hard, I would pee my pants. And so
you still pee your pants.
Well, yeah. But it was so bad in 7th grade for some reason that like every time I just barely laughed, I would just wet my pants. So I had to get even on like incontinence medicine. And I remember the doctor telling me like, I don't have anyone that's under like 55 on this pill. And you're 13. Why are you taking this? And like all my friends just thought it was funny. But like I would constantly do it, and so my mom would have to come pick me up or bring me pants and underwear. And my mom got so pissed off because she had to keep on coming in and like getting me and stuff to go home and change clothes that she finally said, you're putting a pair of underwear in your backpack in case you wet your pants. So I had to keep carrying a pair of underwear in my backpack. And then like there was one time where I wet my pants in choir, and we had seats in the risers, and
yeah.
I had to carry my chair out of the room with my puddle on it.
Ew.
Okay.
Everyone thought it was hilarious.
No,
I didn't,
it's not.
No, they thought it was funny. I'm saying it's embarrassing now, but my classmates thought it was funny.
I would die laughing.
They thought it was funny. Like,
I would
Alex
die.
Is, like, stop, Alex is going to wet her pants.
You should wear diapers.
Wet.
Okay. You should be wearing diapers.
Why wearing diapers like on the table?
I know. I should have. I really
You could
have
like cut
depends.
Them out to make them like sexy depends. Like, hey, girl.
Yeah.
Let's say good morning to Sally. Hey, Sally, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What did your daughter do?
She'd went to Catholic school, and I got a call from a nun about her using an inappropriate word during a Scrabble game.
All right, obviously we're on the radio. Can you kind of hint around it so we know what it is? You can't spell it out, but sure. Well, like, what would you use it for?
For her female part of her body.
Oh!
A slang term or the correct term?
A slang term, ooh. And she said she did it because of the points.
That is hilarious.
But, Mom, it's a 16-point word.
Wow.
Come on.
She sounds fun.
Very competitive,
yeah,
I can
you,
see.
Yeah, you should have rewarded your daughter. She's a smart one.
No, I just kept all the slips that came, all the little notes that came home from school about this. So I pull them out every once in a while now that she's 26 and go, remember this?
That's
I love
amazing.
That.
Funny.
Sally, board game night at your house must be really fun.
They usually are.
There you go. Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show.
You're listening to the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Good morning. We're the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. We're so glad that you are here. Hey, thank you so much. Even if it's just 5 minutes for making us a part of your day. If it's 5 hours, well, that's commitment. How about that? We're proud of you. How do you wake up in the morning? I want you to think about that. I'm going to go around the room. 833-JOE-ALEX, the number to call in if you want to join in the conversation. But according to a new study out of Australia, so take it for what it is coming from Australia, they say when you wake up to music instead of an alarm, it can get you out of bed faster. I struggle with getting out of bed. And they say it also helps you feel less sluggish and more alert. They found it especially true if you wake up to songs that have catchy, upbeat melodies. This is what they suggested, and I don't think anybody on the show would do either one of these. Maybe our grandparents might, but they suggested this song by the Beach Boys. I'm picking up good, I mean, it's kind of fun, right?
She's giving me
the I just don't see myself waking up to
no,
it. But
this kind of makes me like want to like go back to sleep. Like the low voices, I'm like, okay.
I actually I prefer an alarm to a song because I feel like it always ruins the song.
Do you have?
That's true.
So like I used to do that in high school, and then I quit doing it because I would start hating those songs. They ruin them for me. So I only use my alarm sound now, but if I was going to wake up to a song, I think I would do Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles.
Oh, that's a
Here
classic.
Comes the sun. That's my favorite morning
song. That
song's
too relaxing for me. It wouldn't wake me up.
It's like cute. It's like a gentle kiss on the cheek. That's what I like about it.
What do you need to wake you up then?
I literally need like screamo Metallica music.
Ew,
like,
no.
I would not be able. I've tried to wake up to music before, and I ended up sleeping an hour longer with the same song just playing over and over and over and over and over again.
I don't know how people sleep through that. As soon as my alarm goes off, within 5 seconds, it wakes me
well,
up.
Well, my alarm, like the loud noise, is different than a song, though.
Another song they suggested, The Cure, Close to Me. I'm not saying this is mine. I was telling you what they suggested out of Australia. Come on.
Sounds like some down under bull.
Hey, crikey. Hey, it's Steve Irwin here. I wonder if this would do it. Hold on. Like, if I had some System of a Down to wake me up.
Wait a minute.
I
could wake up to this.
I just figured out what Live the Web Girl. I'm going to play a little bit of this.
You guys are high.
What do you mean high?
I
this
would
is
never
totally
wake,
wake
up
you
to
up.
Stuff like this.
What are you talking about?
I don't like
Listen.
Metal in the morning.
You would not wake up like, right?
No.
Like right here, hold on. When he starts singing, like the wake up part would totally get me. This is a System of a Down, by the way, if you're like, what are they playing?
How about A Dream is a Wish Your Heart Makes from Cinderella?
Why don't you put a little makeup? Come on, Alex, wake up, put a little bit of makeup. That
this
should be your motto.
This is horrible.
Okay, you know
waking
what?
Up to a nightmare.
I don't insult your terrible Taylor Swift selection of music. You don't have to insult
not
great
even
System
close.
Of a Down. Oh, totally.
System of a Down.
I'm going to punch you in the... Okay, go ahead, Pork Chop.
I've got one. It's in the system there for you, Joe.
Is it this one?
Yes.
This is what is this, Cascade?
Cascada.
Cascada, whatever,
is
Cascade.
Is it really Cascada?
Cascada, Every Time We Touch. And now I can explain. I was in high school, and I think we were like on a field trip.
Who were you touching in high school?
No, I wasn't touching anyone, but we were on a field trip, and it was like we had to wake up at 6 a.m., and we were all sleeping, and someone set like the alarm clock on the radio, and so this song came on at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Get your ass up!
I was going to say, and we all just like... We were like, oh my gosh, like we're all wide awake.
In Panama, when like that was a spring break spot like a couple years ago, every single morning at this one hotel at 7 a.m. when the sun is rising, they play the Lion King theme song.
Now that's like, that would be a good one.
And everyone comes out. Everyone comes out on their deck that's like around the pool, and everyone just starts like yelling and screaming and starts like pounding beers and like shotgunning together.
I feel like a little White Stripes would get me going. Come on, is this waking you up, Liv?
Honestly, I wouldn't want to ruin this song, though. I think that's like the true outset.
How does this ruin the song for
because
you guys?
It's like, you relate it to like going to work, waking up really early.
Well, I love going to work. What about this song? We can wrap it up with this. You can tweet us at Joan Alex Show, letting us know if you prefer music or if you're actually doing the alarm, that annoying sound. What about this?
Oh, this might work.
I would get too hyped though. That's good. You'd be like, oh my God,
no,
I don't even need a shower. I'm ready for work.
I would literally get so hyped if this was my alarm clock.
I can see myself.
Like, let's go!
Brush your teeth! Floss them! There you go! Woo! We're the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Coming up next in the garbage, what the heck is going on with Britney Spears? One of your fave boy bands is dropping a new album on us, and this diva singer's secret lesbian relationship.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Britney Spears fans went to see the singer free and out of treatment after holding a protest in LA yesterday. Some fans believe she's being held against her will in a treatment facility and gathered outside of a West Hollywood City Hall with signs that said "Free Britney" and "Truth will set her free."
Free Britney! Free Britney! Free Britney! Free Britney!
She checked herself into treatment in March as her father deals with ongoing health issues. Over the Easter holiday, she was granted one day of release to spend the day with her family. Her team announced in January that she was calling off her Vegas residency because of her father's serious illness, but there may be more to the story. Sources tell the New York Post that while her dad Jamie's ruptured colon was certainly a concern, the singer was also dealing with disappointing ticket sales for her Domination show. They said a lot of people are relying on Britney, so they wanted to milk every cent from this deal. Ticket sales were very soft. The tickets were priced so high. Allegedly, her camp used her dad's illness as a smokescreen to distract people from the downward spiral that Britney was experiencing and the fact that she could just not do the residency. A source close to Britney denied that the ticket sales were a problem. So they're very weird about her and hiding everything.
I feel bad for her. Like, I don't think she's ever going to make a full recovery.
There are juicy podcasts out right now that talk about behind the scenes what they're doing to her, and it will shake you.
Oh my God. Like what?
I can't think of what it's called, but I can find it and put it on our story as a swipe up for you real quick after the garbage at Joan Alex Show on Instagram if you want to listen to it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, listen to it after our show, of course.
You're great. Yes. Now we just lost everybody.
That's
thanks.
That's the caveat. I won't post it unless you swear that you will only listen to it later. The Jonas Brothers announced that they will release their new album, Happiness Begins, on June 7th. The trio have released two singles from the album, Sucker and Cool. The album will be their first since 2009's Lines, Vines, and Trying Times. The Jonas Brothers will perform at the Billboard Music Awards on May 1st and then Saturday Night Live on May 11th.
I cannot wait. I'm so excited for all of this, all of their performances.
I could not
care less.
Their
entire album.
Yeah, I don't care.
Oh my gosh. Their two new songs are so good and they look so hot in the videos.
I do like Cool.
Dude, Nick Jonas and Cool.
Do that. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I foam at the mouth. Foam at the mouth for Taylor Swift, Celine Dion. Like, those are my two big people. But I have never been that way about boy bands. Ever. Not any. I don't know what it is.
And I will say One Direction. I watch every single YouTube video out possibly with One Direction and Justin Bieber.
Like, there are songs I like. I like One Direction songs. Right. I just am not obsessed, or like BTS or Backstreet Boys or anything. I've never been a huge fan.
This makes me want to sing. And no. Okay, we got to be on track today. I'm sorry, but I just, hold on.
Well, speaking of icons, Whitney Houston's lesbian lover,
Robin. Wait, she had a lesbian lover?
Apparently, because this woman, Robin Crawford, is releasing a new memoir and telling all for the first time about her relationship with Whitney. The memoir is titled A Song for You, My Life with Whitney Houston, and it's going to be released on November 5th. According to this chick, the two women met when they were teenagers and worked closely until the 2000s when they went their separate ways. Bobby Brown allegedly fueled fights between the two, ultimately forcing them to end their time together. I've heard of this. I've heard about this, that he would tell them, like, you guys can't, like, Whitney would try to hide it and be like, oh, she's my best friend, but Bobby knew that they were, like, in love with each other. rumor has it.
Bobby, you should have got up in that, man.
I'm sure some of our coworkers who've been in radio way longer than us and work in like urban radio, they probably got to meet Whitney and they probably know more about the story, or they've met Bobby Brown. But apparently, he would fuel fights between them. He ultimately forced them to end spending time together. And this memoir is described as, finally, the person who knew her best sets the record straight.
Ooh.
Juicy. And Disney is planning to open its vault for the new streaming service Disney Plus, but they will not be releasing the Song of the South. It was a 1946 film. It's been criticized for its portrayal of African Americans following the end of the Civil War. Disney also doesn't plan to include a scene from the 1941 animated film Dumbo that has a crow named Jim Crow, which is a reference to a 19th century blackface character that later became the name of segregation laws enacted following the Reconstruction era.
Oh, boy.
Coming up in less than an hour, this band's name is one of the most hackable passwords.
For more garbage, go to JoeAndAlexShow.com.
I am not a hopeless romantic. I do love love. I love my wife, Lindsay, but I don't even know if I believe in soulmates. 833-JOE-ALEX is our number, 833-563-2539. Could you have already found your soulmate? Well, you might have. You actually might have already found your soulmate, because in reality, our soulmate could be your best friend. Your soulmate, they say, could be your sibling. What? Your childhood friend, even your mom?
Okay. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and stop you right there.
I need less of this hibbity-dibbity stuff. Okay. It might be weird to think about it, they say, but once we remove the need for romance from the equation, it makes perfect sense.
No, it doesn't.
Two souls don't need to be connected sexually in order to be fully connected.
Yes, they do.
If or when you find someone who understands you and loves you more than anyone else on the planet, that could be your soulmate.
No. I believe that we do have things like a friend soulmate. Like, you might meet a best friend that is just like, you guys can finish each other's sentences and, you know, they're really like your soulmate in that way. But I believe all of us do have an innate need to have a romantic partner.
I feel like if soulmates do exist, Alex has already missed out on her soulmate. She swiped left on them or rejected them for like the smallest, simplest reason in the world. Don't give me the what am I talking
what?
About look. I just saying, if soulmates exist, you better revisit all your swipes. You better be like, oh, can I redo that? Are you ever worried, Alex? You're not that old. I'm not going to get into this. You're 25, 26. How old are you now?
26.
Oh my God, you are getting up there. We're going to need a new co-host that's younger. Liv, are you interested? But listen to this. You don't think at all that maybe you've blown somebody off for something? Do you ever think about that in your back of your mind? You're totally cool that they will come.
No, because the reasons I blow people off are always good reasons.
Okay, no, I'm just asking. No, I get like some of the good reasons, like whether you end a relationship. I'm not questioning that or certain things.
I am so decisive as a person. I mean, I can meet you in 30 seconds and know if we connect. It's just not, I don't sit there and dwell on things and draw it out. Like, I know people, especially guys, that want to, there's a decision that needs to be made in regards to a relationship. They will literally drag out making that decision, whether it's today or even to break up, for months. Like, just sitting on it. I'm like, no, screw that. I know immediately within the first couple seconds on a first date if I'm interested. It's just the chemistry is so obvious, and based on things you're saying, I mean, that's why, yes, I'm a little more cutthroat, but that's because I know exactly what I need and exactly what I want. I did the thing where I date all different types of people, all different types of personalities, religions, political views, all these different things. I've tried every single type of person you can imagine, race, everything. Personality, introvert, extrovert. And so now, because I have gone through every single category, I know exactly what it is I'm looking for. So yes, I feel like even before the first date, sometimes I'll ask you a couple questions on Bumble or whatever, and I'll know, yeah, this is not even worth going out with you for.
Who said that a soulmate has to be 100% compatible, though? Is that the criteria, 833-JOE-ALEX,
no,
if you actually believe in it, 833-563-2539, or if you have a soulmate? No, the reason I ask is, like, in your opinion, like, because I don't even know what it exactly means. I think you could have a soulmate but disagree on a lot of things. But do you think,
yeah,
in your case, that you have to match up a lot of things? That's what I'm asking.
No. So, well, I prefer to be really similar to someone that I'm dating. That's my preference.
Uh-huh.
I don't think that you do have, you could, like, opposites attract in a lot of cases. It doesn't for me, but I know a lot of people that are with their opposite and they're very happy, like my very best friend Nicole is. But I think that the things that you learn, though, what things you're not willing to compromise on. There are things that I will compromise on, but the things that I will like end it for are not. Do you see what I'm saying?
No, I kind of do, and I'm not saying you're wrong.
Like it's a just, little thing, like having, well, I don't know.
No, go ahead, go ahead.
Like, obviously, if you have green eyes and she likes blue eyes, yes. That's not going to be a deal breaker. But
yes. If
you like Outback Steakhouse as your favorite steak restaurant, that's a deal breaker. Come on, Joe.
But
that
deal breaker could be missing out on your soulmate who just may not have the same taste buds as you.
Listen, the steak thing that people still want to bring up because people suck.
Because you quit dating a guy because he said, I really like Outback Steakhouse.
I am very, like, listen, when it comes to me, every single thing I say, you have to look at the root of that. Me saying I'm not going to date a guy whose favorite steak is at Outback, it's not that literally his favorite steak is at Outback. It's like we have completely different lifestyle differences. I like to wine and dine. I want a magazine. Like, that's my life, okay? So that's what I'm saying.
Your single cat lady life soon to be.
No, I don't even like cats.
I like the fancy feast for my kitty cats.
But, you know, we had a weird coworker before you and I did, Joe.
Oh, yeah, MYK.
No, who talked about how, like, she believes there are these things called, like, twin flames.
Yes. She believes in twin flames.
You can find your soulmate at any given time, and it doesn't even matter if they're married. If they're your soulmate, they're your soulmate, and you just date. Because she
I think
was
she had
dating,
a point, because she's happy now.
She was dating a married, she is dating a married man.
I think they were
separated.
Who has
children.
Yeah, I think they were getting separated. I don't know.
They might be now, but
they
weren't
first.
I don't
know all the details, so I don't want to tear up their flames.
But what I'm saying is she thinks that the soulmate thing is so powerful that, like, you just disregard everything else. If they're your soulmate, you just be together.
Casey, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Do you believe in soulmates?
I do, actually. My ex-boyfriend and I, we've known each other for about 8 years, and we're not together anymore, but he is my best friend. He is my soulmate. And I mean, sometimes I can't stand him, and we are not in a sexual relationship, but he is definitely my soulmate.
See, I feel like, I'm wondering, do you feel like you need to marry your soulmate? Because obviously you guys aren't doing anything. Do you feel like you have to somehow get together, you'll never be fully happy?
Sometimes I wonder that, because there's been, you know, times where we haven't spoken or we haven't seen each other, but when we're together, it's just like we just click, like we're in sync.
Does this sound bad to you, Casey? Because I'm sure Alex will jump down my throat, so I want different opinions on this real quick before we move on.
Okay.
I love my wife, Lindsay. I really do. I don't know if she's my soulmate, though. But I don't think I've ever had a... Stop! Listen, you know what? I hate everybody in this room that gives me this look, because here's the thing. I'm being real and honest about this, and it's not the fact that there's, you know, that one girl that got away. I don't think I've ever had a soulmate, so get off of my... They're looking at me like
Oh, my God. I would be crushed.
I mean, I
could
agree with you on that, because you can be madly in love with someone, but them not be your soulmate. I mean, because there's been people that are married for, 10 years? And they meet a person and they just know that that is their soulmate.
From the beginning of this show being ever created, I am bewildered by the stuff that comes out of Joe's mouth. And
what
every
are you
single
talking
time,
about?
It's a female that defends him.
I didn't say I don't love my wife. I would die for my wife. I love Lindsay.
But you just said you're oh, she's your soulmate.
I said I don't know because I don't think I've ever had a soulmate. I didn't say, oh, my one ex, Monica, she's my soulmate.
I know. You're saying you don't know if you've ever had a soulmate and yet you're married.
That doesn't, you could, that's, I, that comes is, from the Outback Steakhouse shaming, girl. You mean nothing.
My
You put
saying,
ketchup on your steak,
okay,
whatever.
That is not tomato, tomato. That is
it
black
is a tomato.
And white.
It's ketchup.
Me saying that I don't want to date a guy who thinks that a good steak comes from Outback is night and day from saying I am currently married and I don't know if I've ever found my soulmate. Hello! How are the phones not blowing up right now? Are you kidding me? 833-JOE-ALEX.
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
This is Adam.
Adam, what's up? What did you want to say about the soulmates?
Well, I'm actually coming to your aid because it sounded like you needed it.
I don't, but I think, well, maybe I don't. Dang it, Adam, I don't think I do. Did I say something bad?
So, everyone's attacking you in the studio, apparently. So, I don't think there's such thing as a soulmate.
Aha!
I've never had that sort of, I've loved people, obviously, but I've never had that person where, every box is checked.
No, exactly.
I'm not really sure that's realistic.
I don't think it is either, Alex. You need to, like,
this is realistic. If you haven't found it, it's because you're not with the right person.
Oh, so I need to leave my wife now. I need to leave my wife. Good morning.
You're the one saying that you don't think that she could be your soulmate. You haven't found her yet.
Good morning, Joan Alex Show. Who is this?
Oh, this is Jake.
What's up, buddy? You're on the Joan Alex Show. What do you think?
Man, I don't believe that soulmate stuff.
See, there we go. Are you in a relationship right now, Jake?
Yes, I am.
All right. Do you think that makes you a bad person because you don't believe that person could be your soulmate?
No, I don't.
I'm having a strong physical reaction.
I think it's your makeup.
No, I feel like I have to poop because I'm very anxious and nervous listening to this conversation.
Why are you anxious and nervous?
Because it's horrible. Horrible.
No. You are seriously...
silly.
You're dramatic, silly. Hey, thank you, Jake, for calling in. 833 Joe Alex. I'll do a few more, but I do want to move on from this.
No, we're not moving on. We're not moving on until somebody calls in and has the same reaction to this as me.
Do you ever think that maybe you are on your own little island and nobody agrees with you?
No. Because you know what it is? Everybody's too chicken to say what I say. That's why I'm always on my own island.
But that doesn't mean you're right. It could be like you're on the crazy island.
No, I'm saying I'm on and off the air. I'm always the one.
Nobody agrees with me. They're all afraid to say
it. No, they do.
I'm not crazy or wrong.
They do agree with me.
They're just afraid.
They do agree with me. They tell me later secretly.
Who?
They DM me or text me or my friends tell me or you guys will freaking pull me aside and whisper, I agreed with you, Alex. I was too scared to say anything.
I have never, ever done that.
You haven't. Everyone else does.
Never, ever. If I agreed with you, I would say it. I'm waiting for Pork Chop. We won't go on. We'll sit here while we wait. I'm waiting for Pork Chop. Give me one person that agrees with Alex.
He's working on it. He's working on the phone.
He's trying to get somebody to agree with you. Everybody else is on my side.
He has a little bead of sweat on his precious little Pork Chop forehead.
Anonymous, hold
on.
This might be your final answer so we can move on. Anonymous, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Hi, what did you want to say?
Hi, Joe. I just wanted to say that I'm there with you because I'm married and me and my best friend talk all the time and we love our husbands to death. We really do, but there's times where we feel like they're not our soulmates, and that's okay. And I just think that Alex does not comprehend because she's never been in a relationship long enough to understand that emotional, like, connection. Like, it's okay to feel that your spouse, your partner, is not your soulmate.
What are you talking about? First of all, I love how people always say this. I see comments, by the way, like, on social media stuff about this. I have had several long relationships. During the course of
but
this
show. But
they
never last, though. They never last.
Exactly.
I've had long-term relationships.
Why are you still single, Alex? I love you, but I'm sorry. Why are you still single? Exactly my point.
I mean, I haven't gotten married, but I've had several long-term relationships, like, over a year. Like, I don't understand that.
Wait, you're saying you have a Team Alex person. Okay, I don't believe this. Megan, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Megan, what's up?
All right, good morning, guys. So let me just say I'm on Team Alex because I do believe in soulmates. I actually married my husband maybe 3 months after I met him. I just felt like he was the love of my life. He was my soulmate. Like,
were you pregnant?
We don't get along on everything, but we get, like, we're just really compatible. And it's like it first started when I met him. I instantly looked into his eyes and I was like, he's the one.
All right. So what do you think about me not having that same feeling for any person in my life?
Oh, my gosh. I might as well get my rolling pin and hit you with it.
Thank you.
But, so you want me to lie, though? So you're like, oh, you're my soulmate. Like, maybe it's because I'm a messed up individual. Thanks, Mom and Dad, for that.
I don't know. I would assume that if you're getting married, then that's how you feel about who you're marrying.
That they're your soulmate?
If the alarm bells are not going off in your mind listening to this conversation, something's wrong with you. Anyone that agrees with Joe, something is seriously wrong with you. You're clearly admitting you are a void or incapable of giving or showing any type of love.
That doesn't mean you
genuine,
can't,
true love.
That doesn't mean, though, whether I am or not, that doesn't mean that I can't marry somebody and love them. I might have issues that I have to work through, but that doesn't mean that I'm not worthy or don't deserve love or that I can't try to give it to that
doesn't
person
Lindsay,
eventually.
Isn't Lindsay worthy and deserving of a
Of course she is,
and that's
why I tried to. As we wrap up, I think your definitions or your theories, your ideas are so unrealistic. Some people might have them, but they're like fantasy perfect Instagram posts. Like, they don't happen. That's not how the world works. That's not how relationships work. It'd be nice if they did, but that's not how it goes down.
That's not what I've heard at all. Yes, I am a very
what have
much
you
a
heard?
Romantic.
What have you heard?
That you have, you just, like, you know when you know, and like, you have, you're
Oh, I did know. I knew
that
Lindsay was the girl I was going to marry. That doesn't mean I knew she was my soulmate. I knew Lindsay was a girl, like, the first or second date. I was like, I know that's the girl I'm going to marry.
Full body cringe.
Okay.
That's what I'm experiencing. Full body cringe. My bunghole is puckering.
All right, Portra says we have some more good calls, so maybe we'll get to those in just 1 second. Hang on. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Oh, my gosh. We are, I don't know how we're going to get through all this morning, but I've got to comment on some of the crap that people are throwing down right here. The question is this. Do you believe in soulmates? Do you have one? And this kind of went off task, or off target, I mean, which is typical here on the Joe and Alex Show, when I simply said, I love my wife. Lindsay is the woman I was meant to marry and spend the rest of my life with, but I don't think she's my soulmate. I don't think I've ever had a soulmate. I just don't think there are soulmates. And if there are, I don't know what that would mean, because I don't think that's the case. Now, there's people on here that are agreeing with me, 833-JOE-ALEX. Nobody's really disagreeing with what I'm saying.
Oh,
I would love to hear Alex's side, though, because she's like, everybody's wrong. They're afraid to call.
Every day I lose more faith in humanity doing this show. I cannot believe the people that are defending you.
I lose faith in our people that follow us on Twitter and Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show. Like Cora Jane says, I believe in soulmates. You need to stop attacking Alex for believing in something so amazing. Hold up. Me attacking Alex, did you listen to her go on about, like, oh my God, this whole topic went off to a different thing because Alex is like, oh, Lindsay would be mortified. Like, how can you say that you love her, but she's not your soulmate? So get off my butt. I didn't say anything wrong with having a soulmate. I just said I don't have one.
AJ says, Alex sounds superficial and has unrealistic Hollywood expectations. Wake up. Hashtag Team Joe. And then Nick said, Team Alex, Joe, you put your foot in your mouth too much, bro. I love you, but please sing before you talk. I love my wife, but I want to back the truck over her. Out with soulmate is someone that puts up with your stuff and sticks by your side.
If that's what you define as a soulmate, then yes, I will join your team for this hypothetical argument. Lindsay's my soulmate, but I don't believe in that.
And then Yasmin says, does Lindsay believe in soulmates? I see what Alex is saying, but I think I'm with Joe on this one.
I'll have to ask her.
Morgan says, why is everyone making Alex feel bad for having some standards?
Thank you, Morgan. You're a real one.
Morgan's also single and alone.
Somebody also said, like, Alex is like something like she's a virgin, materialistic, superficial. I'm like, are you freaking kidding me right
now? I mean, some of that is accurate. Virgin?
Oh my God.
Are you a virgin?
That is. I am not materialistic. I buy my own crap. Get it together.
No, but that is. Do you know what materialistic means?
Yes,
that is materialism, though, like what you like.
But I like all different types of things, but I'm not only dating someone. They're saying, like, you know, her standards are unrealistic. Like, she's only dating guys for, I don't know, materialistic reasons or whatever. That's what they send the message.
Well, it sounds like when you make things fancy like that, it seems like it has to be the best of the best. Like, I could see where somebody would think that. Mallory, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's up?
What's up, you guys? How are you guys doing this morning?
We're getting along. It's a family-friendly day. Everybody's happy.
I can tell you guys are getting along.
What did you want to say?
You're going to find this weird, but me and my mom are kind of like team both, because you don't have to be married to have a soulmate. It could be a friend. It could be a buddy. It could be whatever. You don't have to be married to have a soulmate.
Do you think that Porkchop could be my soulmate, like producer Porkchop?
You know what? You never know. I'm just like, I'm in a relationship. Do I feel like he's soulmate? I'm the type of person that just has to see where things go first.
Okay. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. A little mixture right there. Christy, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's up, Christy?
Hey, good morning, guys. Y'all have me dying over here. Oh, my goodness.
What do you believe? So, please tell me you're on my side.
You know, I actually believe in both. I believe in soulmates. And I believe I've met my soulmate, but he is not we're not together. He's not my boyfriend. We click, we're drawn to each other, we're there for each other. And I think that a soulmate can be a friend, they can be a lover. Kind of like Mallory said, I think that they can be your spouse if that's what you believe, but they don't necessarily have to be the one that you marry and spend the rest of your life with.
All right. Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. We appreciate it, and we're glad I got you going.
I'm Mrs. Somerville on Instagram made a really good point. She said, the problem isn't that you don't believe in soulmates on a fundamental level. The problem is that you said your wife is not yours. You made a statement of no when you should have stuck to your conceptual non-belief. You made it a thing and you owe your wife an apology. High
you
level
guys,
of disrespect.
Oh, shut up. There, I said it to you. Shut up. You're stupid. Because you're making it something that it's not. If you don't believe in soulmates, that does not mean that you can't have a loving relationship with a spouse. For sure, that sounds like some great 1940s, like, she's my soulmate and she's my girl.
I think what that person was trying to say is that you shouldn't have said, I don't believe in soulmates and say, no, Lindsay is not my soulmate.
I don't have a soulmate. So she would not be, if I don't have one, that does not mean, that means she's not mine.
Right. So, but I think
nobody's mine.
Kind of crossed that up earlier in the conversation.
I'm not going to apologize for putting my foot in my mouth because I would do that every time I talk here on the show. I don't feel bad about that. I love my wife. That's all we need to say. Let's go to Serena. You're on the Joe and Alex show. Serena, are there soulmates? Am I wrong about this?
I personally don't think you are wrong. I do believe that there are not soulmates. I do see where Alex is coming from. Like, it's totally fine to believe that there are, but I do not.
That's depressing.
Why is it depressing to you?
Because I don't like hearing all these people like saying like soulmates don't exist or whatever. Like I just
they
feel
don't,
like
they're not saying love doesn't exist.
Yeah, I feel like if you're saying that, then you haven't experienced that great love, and so you're just like you just say,
have
oh,
you,
it doesn't exist to make yourself feel better about not finding it. For
have you.
You
experienced that great love in your opinion or no, Alex? Have you experienced that kind of love?
Yes, I feel like I have.
How many times have you experienced that kind of love?
I've been in love a few times. I've only one time genuinely felt like who I was with was my soulmate.
Who was that? Like, who were you dating at the time?
The Egyptian.
So do you feel like then maybe you could come back together? Like, where your souls cross paths again?
I mean, I don't know.
Would you like them to?
Why are you asking me?
Quit being such a hard ass and be honest. Maybe he's listening.
Yes.
You're not saying no. How about that?
Okay.
I don't mean to put you on the spot. I do love you and care about
you. There are hard conversations that have to be had, but I've never not thought that he was the one.
What if this whole conversation where I'm supposed to look like a giant turd because I don't believe in soulmates rekindles the magic? Live the web, girl. Come on. This is like a Disney movie, right? This is like a real life action movie with Aladdin. Oh, my God.
Wow, he really spun this one.
What do you mean spun this one?
Do you guys feel like he was my soulmate, or do you guys think he's just like a guy that you dated?
Obviously,
that
your relationship
really
ended.
With.
Obviously, your relationship ended for a reason, and I only know one side in that. I don't know yours. I don't know his side. I only know what you told us. You never really said anything terrible about him. So I always liked the guy. I thought he was a decent dude. I have nothing where I'm like, I hope they don't get back together because blah, blah, blah. He sounds like a good guy. Every time I've interacted with him, he's been a nice guy. He does a lot of things that I respect as a person that he does. So yeah, I could see it as a possible thing. Now, if like I had a bad opinion, I would make sure it never happened. I'm like, I'm going to sabotage that.
I think that like only like you and your significant other or the other person can know if he's your soulmate or not. Like I can't be the one that judges if he's your soulmate or not. I can't judge how you feel like deep down inside. I know I can tell that like it seemed like you guys loved each other, but that always does not mean they're your soulmate.
Wow. I mean, we really got deep this morning. You know what? I played the Egyptian song, but we deleted it out of the system when you broke up. So maybe you get back together, we can download that one again.
You're listening to the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my gosh. 1, 2, 3. Hit the high porn. Oh, yeah. One more time. Hit the high porn. Okay. We're done high porning it. That's the fart horn. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and we love you. Seriously, I know it's a little early to say that, but we come right out and we say how we feel. Twitter and Instagram, that's how you can follow the Joe and Alex Show. Hey, Live the Web Girl, can we talk to you about something real quick? Can we just have a little convo, just us girls,
yeah.
Not thousands of people listening? Okay, what is the deal with Jewel Daddy's mom? And if you don't know who Jewel Daddy is...
Babe for me, Daddy.
What you looking at?
Let me see your jewel.
Let you see my what?
Yeah,
your jewel.
Yeah, jewel.
Rob the vape store, tell them get me a jewel.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, Jewel Daddy is Live the Web Girl's boyfriend.
Yes.
And
his mom is trying to poison her.
Okay, I didn't want to come right out and say that, but what's going on here? We're hearing some disturbing news at the Easter weekend holiday or something.
So, I cannot have dairy and I cannot have gluten. I'm lactose intolerant and I'm gluten intolerant.
You would have never survived back with Darwinism. Just
No. I would be killed off. Or I would just have really bad gas all the time. Anyways, and so his mom has never really cooked with dietary restrictions before. So I go over there on Friday, and I'm Catholic, and, like, he's Catholic and his family's Catholic. So we can't eat meat on Fridays during Lent or Holy Week. So she was like, I'm making this shrimp dish. I made sure it didn't have cheese because almost like everything she makes has cheese in it because cheese is really good and people like cheese. Anyways, she said it doesn't have cheese in it, so you can eat it. So then Jewel Daddy picks up a bag of pasta that's next to the shrimp and says, well, what is this for?
Ooh.
She's like, oh, it's for the dish. And he was like, Mom, noodles are gluten. She can't have noodles. She can't have gluten.
No.
And she was like, oh, I always think it's just bread. I always forget that noodles are gluten, too.
I mean, I also do. I can't keep up with your
exactly. It's hard.
Diet.
It's hard side to
note,
keep up with.
Side note, did somebody fart in studio? I'm being dead ass serious.
No, right this second? No, I did not. No.
It smells like fart. I didn't know if you did.
Well, I did not. I really didn't.
Serious.
I don't admit it.
Serious.
I did not.
Okay, then maybe I smell funny. I'm sorry.
Anyways, so then she gets her daughter to stop on the way down to their house to get gluten-free noodles just for me, which is, like, so nice. And then, why are you guys laughing?
I thought Joe just distracted me.
No, Alex, I swear to God, will you come sit over here for a second? It smells like fart, and I didn't fart.
I smell everything.
And I know you really do get gassy when you have food you can't have. Like, I'm not trying to make fun of you, but like.
I really didn't.
And like, maybe here, smell my mic cover.
Is that what it is? Is it just literally your stomach? Stomach problems?
God.
Here's the thing, it's not just my stomach. Like, I'll seriously gag if you smell it again. It's not just my stomach. Like, I get really bad headaches, like I get really fatigued, like it really does affect me.
That's terrible.
And so she got her daughter to get gluten-free noodles on her way down, which is so nice and so thoughtful. So then she's making the dish and I'm not watching her make it, and then she announces to everyone it's done, and I take one look at it and I'm like, oh no,
what was wrong?
Oh no, I could tell it was a cream-based sauce.
But now you've gone through three things.
Yes. So then I asked her. Then I asked her, and I'm like, well, maybe she used like coconut milk, because I use coconut milk instead of cream for a lot of recipes. So I asked her, and I was like, oh, like, how'd you make the sauce? And she's like, oh, it was tomatoes, garlic, lemon zest, cream. And like she said, like she just had no idea. She was not connecting the two, that cream is dairy.
Is
and
she
just not connecting it
did you
at
eat it?
All. So I ate it.
No.
Because what was I supposed to do? When I talked to my boyfriend, Jewel Daddy, about this, like we were both in the kitchen having like a little huddle. And I was like, dude, like the sauce has cream in it. It has dairy. And he was like, I mean, she even got my sister to stop and get gluten-free noodles.
That
like,
doesn't
she
mean
tried.
You got to suck it up.
The whole time? No. Here's my thing. Let's say you're allergic to shrimp or some kind of food, meat, chicken. And she's like, oh, I thought this was different. You're going to eat it and have your throat swell up
and
you die?
Here's the thing.
Just because they bought it for you at an extra trip? No, you got to stand up. You're not being a diva. You're not being a biatch.
I know, but I'm not allergic. My throat is not going to
Your body
swell
gets
up.
Negatively impacted by it, Liv. I'm not even, besides the farts, like you feel sick.
Yeah, I do.
You shouldn't feel
sick.
And
here's the thing about like, this has nothing to do with like how your body metabolizes food, but like, remnants of the food can stay into your system for up to 4 days. So, like, it will be, like, well into the week.
And then
like,
we have to deal with it here good. On the show. 833-JOE-ALEX. I know it's maybe, like, a quick get to the end point here. But is Jewel Daddy's mom trying to kill Liv? First question, 833.
She's trying to get rid of her.
563-2539. Because, obviously, like, you have a hard time telling her you're not going to eat it. Sounds like she has a hard time saying she doesn't like you as a potential,
yes.
like, girl.
So, what Joe's saying I would agree with. Maybe it's not, obviously, she's not literally trying to kill you.
Maybe
but
she's trying to kill
she
you.
She does know what she's doing in that she's like, okay, this is the way I'm going to drive her away. I'm going to keep making dishes that she's not going to like and keep ignoring her needs and whatever. And she'll get so fed up, she's going to break up with Jewel Daddy and then she's out of
the
her
The fact,
lives.
Though, Alex, that she would put her poor son through the smell of Liv's
no,
farts.
No, stop. Well, me.
There's a smelly smell, a tap, a smelly smell that smells smelly.
Me and Jewel Daddy don't cover that topic.
Oh, I'm sure he knows when you had that problem. Do you think though it's purely accidental she's doing this like repeatedly? Like I'm not saying she's dumb, but like she truly has ignorance. Like, oh my God, I didn't realize it was that.
I think so. Just because like one of the very first times I was at her house the next morning, she offered me toast. And I was like, oh no, I can't have it. Like I can't have bread. It's gluten. And then she came out with like English muffins and like
See?
Bagels. And she's like,
See?
Oh, have this instead.
Uh-huh.
And
this I was is like Snow White and the Poison Apple.
Here, have a bite, honey.
Uh-huh.
It's okay.
I think it's all accidental.
Couldn't you just Google, like right as we're talking, I'm going to Google, gluten-free foods. I'm gonna do
it
right now.
Dude, it's just like hard. You just don't even think about it.
Gluten-free foods.
Like my mom has been cooking like this for like years.
Who has a more annoying diet? Beyonce, who she doesn't eat what? Literally anything.
She's basically vegan. Plus that carbs and sugar.
Yeah.
She's vegan and then doesn't have sugar and carbs.
I seriously sat here forever when we discussed this a few days ago. What the heck is Beyonce eating?
She can eat
couch cushion stuffing or air.
She can eat like beans and vegetables and she can eat tofu. She can eat a lot of substitute things.
Oh, that sounds delicious and filling.
Almond milk,
a tofu cube.
A lot of nuts.
Yeah. I'd just rather kill myself.
Katie's on the Joe and Alex show. Katie, what did you want to say?
Hey, so I am allergic to milk. I can't eat, drink, like, dairy, nothing at all. So I'm with you, Liv, and I have to drink the lactate milk, or if you take the lactate pills, you get them from, like, Kroger or Walmart.
Right.
And they don't mess with your stomach at all.
See, I've heard that they're, like, very dependent on the person. I've tried lactate, and it doesn't work for me.
Oh.
I know.
Yeah, they have
different kinds
of lactate, so I'm not sure what, I don't know. But
right, maybe I need to like test around or something. Because I will say, and then I feel like really awkward because I feel like so extra and such a diva being like, oh, I can't eat that.
You're not being
I
a
can't
diva.
Eat that.
It's a lifestyle, girl. You get used to it.
Alex is a diva. She's like, oh, it's not chicken nuggets. I'm not going to eat it.
I don't have dietary restrictions. I just am so picky that it becomes a dietary restriction. There's so much that I won't eat either.
Anna, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say?
So this happens to me every single weekend with my mother-in-law.
Really?
Every weekend?
Oh, my gosh, really?
You need to get divorced.
Well, so I can't eat cinnamon. I'm allergic to cinnamon. And it's very random, but, like, I live with it. Like, I just don't eat cinnamon rolls.
I was going to say, like, every weekend is she making cinnamon rolls for you?
Every weekend
well,
I do.
Well, she's like, I'm making a cake, and it always has cinnamon in it for some reason, or she'll make pancakes, and she'll add cinnamon.
Oh, my gosh.
But this week,
she's really trying
she's
to
doing it on purpose.
You.
She's like, hey, I made a cinnamon omelet.
She does it. My husband is lactose intolerant as well, and she does it to him, too. Like, she'll be like, I'll have cake and ice cream ready.
How often
and
are
so
you venturing into
I think
her backyard?
It's both of us. She wants to off both of us, but this weekend it was carrot cake with cream cheese frosting and cinnamon.
But how often are you venturing into her backyard? Because I just want to know if you've been back there and noticed just a casual 6 feet deep hole back there.
Yeah. Oh, it's for gardening.
Your name
on it. Yeah. We're just doing some gardening. That's all.
I mean, I go back there a lot, and she's a very sweet woman. I think that some people just have issues, like, remembering because they eat normally.
Right.
She does have issues. It's you and your boy.
No, I 1,000% get that. My dad, still till this day, is like, oh, you don't eat gluten? And I'm like, are you kidding me, Dad?
Jeff, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Let's wrap things up with you, buddy. What'd you want to say, Jeff?
Well, my quick question is, why wouldn't you just make your own personal dish and spare everyone? Like, no one knows what lactose intolerant is. Like, come on.
It's made up, Jeff, right? This is fake.
So here's the thing. I have before gotten there and realized I couldn't eat what she was making, and I felt bad. So me and my boyfriend drove to the Kroger nearby, and we picked something up. But I also, like, I don't really cook in the kitchen in my apartment. I only cook in my boyfriend's kitchen. So, like, I'm really only cooking for dinner. So a lot of times when I go down to his parents' house, it's like I'm not at his house before. It's like I don't have time to prepare something. And so that's why.
Skeptic. You knew it was coming.
Yeah, you did know it was coming. I think she just wants attention,
like
Jeff.
Just popped up.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, Easter. When does
okay,
that happen
maybe
every
you're
year?
Right. Maybe I just need to start making my own stuff and, like, bringing, like, a lunchbox down there.
Yeah.
Now we're on to something.
There you go. Coming up next in the garbage, this band's name is one of the most hackable passwords. The singer held a very expensive Easter egg hunt for her friends and the cool thing that this artist did for the homeless at Coachella.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Let's have a vote.
on Twitter at Joe and Alex Show. What do you, so we're talking about like what the Joe wants to know should be today, coming up around 9, 8 central. I want to talk about, well, it's Joe wants to know, but I said the question should be.
But I want to talk about.
The question should be a open-ended discussion just about celebrity kids. Like, let's just freaking just roast some celebrity
so
kids.
So I can sound like a pedophile talking about kids. Okay.
No, just talk about who's annoying, who's cute, who's underrated. Like, just celebrity kids. I just have so much I
don't even
say.
Know any. I'm going to say the kid that's named Apple because that's an annoying-ass name.
Well, that's why. So you're asking the question. People call in. We just discuss celebrity kids. I just feel like I have so much to say on this topic. Liv does.
Hold on, your mic.
I have so many opinions, and they're all just like festering into my body,
exactly.
And I just need to let them out.
So I thought that was an option. And then, Joe, what was your idea?
I put my foot in my mouth like really embarrassingly bad.
You mean like a couple segments ago?
I did. You know what?
I'm just kidding. Sorry.
We'll put it up on Twitter. Follow us at Joe and Alex Show.
So how did you put your foot in your mouth? Is what
I
want to
know. What did you say you put your foot in your mouth? Yeah, how did you do it? Because
so Liv,
it was embarrassing.
On which one do they want to talk about? You can
vote
on Twitter.
Kids or putting your foot in your mouth.
Yes, at Joe and Alex Show. Vote right now. All right, so according to a new report published by the UK's National Cybersecurity Center, Blink 182 is one of the most hackable passwords. The report also says that some of the top 10 most common passwords that are easily hacked are like 123456, 123456789.
Password.
Password, QWERTY, ABC123, password 1, 12345, you know. Other passwords that are like super popular and hackable: Cowboys 1, I Love You, Monkey, and Dragon.
Dragon. Must be some Game of Thrones fans.
And Halsey held an epic Easter egg hunt. She hid thousands of dollars for her friends to find. That's amazing.
I need friends that are like Halsey, because my friends are cheap. They don't do that.
In an Instagram story, she revealed that she hid a couple grand in the eggs and then sent her friends on their way to find it. More videos showed her friends searching through her house and backyard to find the money in the eggs. Halsey is reportedly worth nearly $5 million.
Dang, Halsey, look at you giving out a thousand of that.
You guys know this guy, Isaac Hempstead Wright? He's on Game of Thrones. He plays Bran Stark.
I think so. Like, I like Game of Thrones, but I don't know all the people's names.
I know Bran Stark, yeah.
Okay, so I guess his character, I don't watch the show. I tried watching
it. Is this a spoiler alert?
Is this a spoiler?
Please,
no.
I haven't seen episode two, and I've already seen a few spoilers.
It's not a spoiler.
Okay.
Number one. Number two, by the way, side note, because everyone's talking about the show, I tried watching it, starting it over the weekend. I watched 3 minutes, turned it off, hated it.
Three minutes?
God. I'm in and I'm out. I told you
I'm
decisive.
No, you need to see Jon Snow shirtless, and then you'll be like,
you need to see Khaleesi's boobies.
Instead, I watched season three of True Detective, and I have started Veep, and I'm on season three, and I freaking love Veep.
If you like murder, they kill each other on the show.
Veep is my favorite, like one of my favorite shows of all time, top five, so I will give you
I'm starting to delay the garbage. We'll take more time on it. The fact that you never give anything more than a few minutes of your time, you are going to hate yourself one day.
Well, I don't know. I don't like the gory war stuff. So,
but you like Murder Monday. What the hell?
Well, this guy who plays Bran Stark, he made fun of himself. He said that his character is always staring.
Yes. Yeah.
So he explained that.
That's a really popular meme going on right now.
Just this sort of weird guy hanging around Winterfell staring at
me.
And the story behind that is that I'm blind on set. I don't have my glasses and I don't wear contact lenses, so I'm genuinely staring into nothing. Eyeline's over there.
Oh, I know who he is now. He's the guy that's in the wheelchair. Spoiler alert.
And Kid Cudi reportedly dropped $10,000 via Postmates on Popeye's chicken for the homeless at the Coachella Valley Rescue Mission. Kid Cudi, I would love $10,000 worth of
Popeye's
chicken.
I thought Popeye's you were going to say, Kid Cudi, I'd love to be homeless.
No. What about me? Can I be in this? Because he bought Popeye's chicken, biscuits, mashed potatoes, fries, and Postmates dropped it all off, a carload of food right to the shelter. Hundreds of people over the weekend were fed with that order at the shelter, all thanks to Kid Cudi's generosity. That is so cool!
Now I want some Popeyes so bad.
That is the garbaggio. Don't forget, I need you to vote on this poll.
No, you don't.
At Joe and Alex on Twitter. Coming up in the next half hour, you want to talk about celebrity kids or do you want to talk about the time you put your foot in your mouth?
Pork chop, side note, can you let me know what the new name of the segment will be? Because it no longer matters what Joe wants to know. How about we call it Things Alex and Liv Take Over? We can do that. All right, we're the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Don't you go anywhere. Hey, real quick, get interactive on our Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. I don't even know why I'm going along with this, honestly, because I don't have to promote it. But you can go in there and vote. We were supposed to do Joe Wants to Know, but like most things happen, we get distracted. A topic goes long, we get passionate. So we're thinking about doing that at 9, 8 Central instead. But then Alex's like, no. There's something else I want to do, which doesn't matter because that's not Joe Wants to Know. That would be Alex Wants to Know. I'm on Instagram right now. We have an option there. It's either talking about kids, celebrity kids, and how annoying they are, or how cute they are.
Everything about them. Who's the best, who's the worst.
Which is like, how am I going to do that, talking about kids? Thank God our Instagram says that's not going to work, because 74% of you want to do, how did you put your foot in the mouth? I have a good story about that.
Okay.
26% say celebrity kids. If we can get an update on our Twitter, anybody can chime in. It's at Joan Alex Show. I'd like to know how the voting's going on that, because right now it's a very big lead on Instagram.
56% say foot and mouth. 44% say celebrity kids.
Wow.
So still foot and mouth is winning on both.
All right. Well,
so
hey.
It looks like we might be talking about that.
You got about 20 more minutes to join in that conversation and let us know. It's the Joan Alex Show, and how about that? How about what? How about this? Liv the Web Girl had a scenario, and I don't think it was as awkward for her as it could be, but I feel like there's people listening that have went through this. That's why I want to bring it up, even though Liv doesn't even really want to talk about it. Here's the problem.
You may want to turn your radio down if you have kids in the car for this conversation.
Yeah. And let's be very, like, let's tiptoe around this one, okay, Liv? So use some discretion. But can you kind of tell us what happened at work the other day with you and a child that you were supervising?
Yeah, I don't really know how I'm going to use discretion. Well, I guess I could. Okay.
You don't have to give the answer. How about that?
No, I'll tell you the answer I gave him.
Okay, that's what I want to know. What happened?
So he asked me, and I was showing him a video of my nephew that was really cute that I took over the week, because he really likes little kids. And he was like, where do babies come from? And I was like, stunned, had no idea what to say. I was a deer in headlights. I was like, and I was like, I don't know. I have no idea. No idea where babies come from. No idea. And he was like, I think it's like when you get married, like you have to marry someone and then you get one. You're just given one. I'm like, yeah, you're right. I think you're right. You know more than me.
833-JOE-ALEX is our number. Kind of wondering, almost like the darndest thing kids say, but what tough question did a kid ask you? And what was your answer, your response to them? Because I was wondering, you know, there's one theory out there. Once again, you know, if you got kids, maybe you turn this down right here. I don't want to get yelled at. But some people, you know, believe that the baby comes from like a stork, you know, drops it off. Some believe in a different medical way. That's how that happens. I truly don't know the answer. I'll be interested to find out one day if we ever have a baby, how it actually gets here.
There's a baby tree. They grow in trees.
Oh, it's a tree.
That's what I've heard.
See, I feel like it's dangerous because it's a big fall. I would a bush maybe.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
You know, closer to the ground.
It probably is a smaller bush.
Okay. Now, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. I remember, it wasn't me, even though I grew up in a single-parent household. I saw my dad every now and then. But I remember, I think my brother asked my mom. He said, where's our dad? Like, what do you do if, like, you don't have, like, a dad in the kid's life or a mom in the life? Like, how do you explain that tough question to the kid? Like, what's your answer for them?
What'd she say?
I don't even remember. Like, I was so young, but I do remember my brother asking something about that. And I was like, oh, that's a little awkward question there, Bobby.
Yeah, that is so awkward.
I can't believe you're asking mom that one. 833-JOE-ALEX. It's 833-563-2539. I just would love to hear some of the scenarios that you've been through where a kid asks you a question like, how do I answer that one?
I've got one.
Let's hear it, Pork Chop.
It's something I distinctly remember asking my mom when I was like 5 years old.
Okay.
But I'm just, I don't know. Like, I personally don't mind.
Kids are very observational, Pork Chop. They see things and they don't have a filter. They just think like, oh, I have a question. I'm going to ask it.
I know. It's just, I'm uncomfortable asking this question on the air because I don't want anyone to be all offended.
Listen, if you listen to the Joan Alex Show, it's expected. It's in the rules. You're going to be offended at least once.
Okay. I'm going to bounce around this the best way possible. I remember being 5 years old and asking my mom, why does it hurt?
Okay, you need to be less vague because I don't even know what that means. Why does what hurt?
Okay, not hurt. Why? I want to use like a symbol, like with my hands.
Show me
like,
and I'll try to figure it out.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Like, why is this getting bigger?
Yeah.
Okay, see, you made me think of, like you were taking a poop or something. You were constipated.
No.
Okay, and so, like, you were like, what's happening there as a boy?
Yeah. Do you want to know what she said?
What'd she tell you?
That's the funny part.
It's the Lord showing excitement.
No, you so sacrilegious. You're excited. And I remember thinking about what I was excited about that day, and I remember that the carnival was 7 o'clock at night.
So if you're wondering what does it for pork chop, it's a clown suit. Wow, that's a lot I didn't need to know.
I know. Sorry.
I'm just picturing your poor mother. Of all times, we need your mom to call in now. She usually always listens to the Joe and Alex show.
I'm uncomfortable.
The only reason I said it is because I know she's at work.
Dang it. We need to get her on the phone. All right, if you got something, you could let us know on Twitter. It's at Joe and Alex show. So wait, this is a few months ago. When did this happen? I'm just kidding. It's the Joe and Alex show on Radio Now. Hey, real quick, Liv. I'm sorry. I just noticed this. I wasn't paying attention. Can you go grab Pork Chop as soon as you can? I'm about to play the song, but I want him to come in here real quick because he said he had a story about this. So, okay.
I mean, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Go. Come on. He runs harder and faster than you. Do not flip me off. Oh, there we go. Listen, okay. I'm about to play a song here. And by the way, coming up after the song, we will get into the dummy of the day. So don't you worry your little heart. But Pork Chop, you never got a chance to get to it earlier than when we started off the show. But you were telling Alex, Liv, and myself that you have a little talent that you discovered about a song that you know. And that would be Lil Nas X and Billy Ray Cyrus, Old Town Road.
Yeah, I guess I didn't even really notice that I had the talent. I just kind of did it.
Okay, and this is a song example right here.
I got the horses in the bag.
Now, you say you can do something like that?
I got the horses in the bag.
I got the horses in the bag.
Right. I think I could do it better.
Try it again one more time. Really, listen, channel this.
I got the horses in the bag.
I got the horses in the bag.
I got the horses in the bag.
All right, Alex, I want to see if you can channel it better than Pork Chop. Once again, here's your inspiration. It is this.
I got the horses in the bag.
I've got the horses in the back.
I got the horses in the bag.
I got the... Nah, hold on. I can't do it on the spot. I've got the horses in the back.
I got the horses in the bag.
I think Pork Chop sounds identical.
I don't know. He was better yesterday. I don't know what happened. He had stage fright this morning. I'm going to hear it.
I got the horses in the bag.
I got the horses in the back.
I got the horses in the back.
I got the horses in the back.
For sure, Pork Chop.
Hey, let's try it together. Maybe we can do it in unison. You ready?
Yeah.
Here's our inspiration, then we'll do it.
I got the horses in the back.
I got the horses in the back.
Joe's ruining it.
Okay, then why don't I just play the song, and then we'll do the dummy of the day next.
Lil Nas X featuring Billy Ray Cyrus, Old Town Road.
Feel free, Pork Chop. I'll leave your mic on. You can just sing along whenever. I can do the Billy Ray part, because some say I can give a girl an achy, breaky heart. Sorry, that's my joke of the day.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
No pressure, but don't mess this up.
I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I got the horses in the back.
I got the horses in the back. No? Anybody?
Hey, I'm here.
Oh, hey. What's going on? What do you think of that? You never got to try it. Here, Liv, you try it. Let's see. Maybe you're better than the Pork Chop. Listen.
I got the horses in the back.
Let's hear you do it.
Okay. I got the horses in the back.
I got the horses in the back.
Try a little bit lower. A little lower.
I got the horses in the back.
I think she just slowed it down a bit.
I don't know how to go. Like, I can't go that low.
It's okay. Yeah. Like, help me. All right, let's get into it. Time for your dummy of the day.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex show.
You know, Sunday was a very big day for a lot of Christians. Easter, he is risen, as they say, the Lord Jesus coming back from the dead. Well, this guy was playing Jesus in the Philippines. Now, not just like randomly saying he was Jesus, but he was an actor like in a local theater.
Okay, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, yeah. He wasn't just some crazy guy saying he was. This 24-year-old guy named Mark, he lives in the Philippines. He's an actor who's been playing the role of Jesus in Holy Week stage plays for the past 8 years. So this is not his first go around. I mean, this guy
is a professional Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't play around. He represents the Lord and Savior. Well, I don't think he'll represent anymore. Here's what happened. That streak might be coming to an end because on Sunday night, on Easter night, the cops busted him for dealing drugs.
Whoa, no way.
Like, what do you say? You're like, well, Jesus made water into wine, so I'm going to turn this into crack cocaine.
Do you know what kind of drugs?
I'm trying to look here. It doesn't say. It just says they found a few bags of illegal drugs on him, so he is arrested. So I don't know what the illegal drugs are. I don't know if the Philippines have stricter rules for what would be an illegal drug.
That's sad.
Compared to anything. But yeah, this guy's been playing the role of Jesus in these stage plays for 8 years, and then they busted him on Easter night with charges of drug dealing. So he was selling it to people.
Wow. Well, let's hope he can be forgiven.
Yeah, cracks whack people. Come on, get off that stuff. That's your dummy of the day here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Check out the dummy of the day at joeandalexshow.com.
It's the Joe and Alex Show. Surprise, surprise, I actually put my foot in my mouth. How did you do that? That's what Joe wants to know today. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. I, at first, though, in this case, did not realize that I put my foot in my mouth until my brother, sister-in-law, and my wife said, oh, my God, how could you say that?
Oh, that must be really bad then.
Well, I didn't think it was bad, but I think I made it worse because I was trying to apologize. You ever have that awkward situation in a parking garage or just somewhere where you're like people are crossing the street, pedestrians, and you're trying to park a spot? This was in a parking garage. And I was like, you know, you go. It's like, just go. I see you. You can go. But they're waiting for me now. It's like, just go.
It's the awkward who's going to go first.
Yeah, exactly.
I just rem my engine. When that happens.
Well, that's a really rational thing to do. We're going to get ran over. So I roll my window down in my Jeep Wrangler, and the lady like looks, and they stop. I'm like, go ahead. So they stopped, and they start running. I felt bad because they were like running across, and I was trying to be kind of nice, and she was kind of a bigger lady. Both of them were kind of like myself, a big guy. God. And here's what I said, because it was the weekend. I was like, it's the weekend. Take your time. And I really meant it. It was the weekend.
But it sounded passive aggressive.
It was like fat shaming almost because she was a couple of bigger women. And I was like, it's the weekend. No, take your time. When they look at me, they're like, you're an a-hole.
Yeah, but I true.
And that's what everybody said.
You sound like a jerk.
But listen, as a fatty, I didn't mean that. And I don't care if you're fat or skinny. Like, you can... There's nowhere to go. You don't have to run. It's the weekend. We're not late. The world's not ending. It's okay. You could take your time. As long as you observe me, you don't have to run across the little parking lot. So
I think
I'll
this
wait
happens
for you.
A lot with you.
Yeah. Yeah. 833-JOE-ALEX is the number. 833-563-2539. I did kind of try to make it better. They ended up going to the same bar that my family went to kind of on Saturday, and I ended up like buying them a beer, and I asked the waitress, I'm like, please just let me buy one of their beers. Don't tell them where it came from. Because I was going to go up again and be like, hey, I know you thought I was probably like trying to say that you were fat, but then like, what if they didn't say that? So I didn't do any of that.
Did
I just
you
simply
just assume she wanted a Bud Heavy? You're like, oh yeah, she looks like she's big bone. She probably wants a Bud Heavy.
She's not doing a Bud Light. She wants a full on Budweiser. Yeah. No, I don't know what they drank. Some kind of fruity drink, but. We paid for it.
Joe, you just made me think of one I have, but I don't know if I could say this on the radio.
Well, come on. You know how to talk in radio. Try to work it out.
So I used to be a waiter at Applebee's, right? Did that for 10 years.
just casually 10 years.
So my something that always happens with waiters or waitresses, when you come up to the table, it seems like you always come up to the table right when they're putting food in their mouth when they're eating. So
oh, that
I'm
is
like,
annoying, yes.
If I'm like, oh, hey, is everything okay? They're like... And I'm like, oh, ew. So sorry. Like, they just took a
that
bite.
That sounds so gross.
Yeah, you're too good at that sound effect, by the way.
So I went up to the table. Mm-hmm. They had literally, I was like looking on the other side. I turned my head and I started talking. They had just put food in their mouth. And I was, here's the part I don't know if I can say, but I was like, oh, I am so sorry. I always, at the worst times, like I always arrive to the table at the worst time, but I said something else, which could have been taken another way.
Okay, instead of going, yeah, okay. Yeah.
And they just looked at me.
Have you noticed today that every time Porkchop says something awkward, it has to do with that area?
Yeah.
They just looked at me in pure terror and fear. Dude, and I was like, walk away.
Chase needs to get back in town.
Yeah, I know.
Might do something.
Can I get some more ranch over here?
It's always at the worst times.
All right, 833-JOE-ALEX, if you have any situation where you put your foot in the mouth, I'd love to hear about it, unless it's just me and Porkchop.
See, I don't think I put my foot in my mouth. I just, when I get nervous in social settings, I always say an inappropriate joke or story. That's what I do.
Oh, yes.
Putting your foot in your mouth.
Yeah, that is putting your foot in your mouth. Yes.
Actual definition, I'm pretty sure.
I think we can include that. And if you're wondering, well, what did Alex do? What did she say? Well, how about we go back 2 years ago, because we'd never been invited back to a particular mall, which I won't reference. I love them, but I don't want to embarrass them, because I want people to go to their events. They do a Christmas tree lighting, so it's cool. Usually stations, you don't have a radio station out there, or malls will. And Alex is on the microphone. She says she's nervous, but she was feeling good. Did you drink that night?
No, okay. I didn't drink anything. There was no alcohol served. It was a family-friendly thing.
I don't know what you do to get on stage. Maybe you need a little help.
We had one of those like contraptions where like you step in and then you grab dollar bills.
The air goes and just goes inside there. So you grab as much as you can. She's like, all right, and we've got the money machine. Your mom goes in there. She'll collect all those bills like she did when she stripped or something like that. And everybody on Facebook Live's like, oh my God, this
offended.
Is a kid family event.
Yeah.
And then they came over. They're like, okay, thanks, Joe and Alex. And
never
that was
come
it.
Back.
It was so embarrassing. And I just was like, I get so nervous that I just say things like that. I'm trying to be funny. And then it just doesn't come out right.
Read a room.
I know.
Read
right?
a room.
So that's what I do. I guess I didn't think of that as putting my foot in my mouth.
Yeah,
I guess it is.
You do it a lot. You do it a lot.
You're listening to the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and that is going to do it for a Tuesday. Griselle, she'll be coming in next to take you through the midday, so have some fun with that. What do you cool kids got going on today? Alex, what's happening?
We have meetings.
Oh, you sound excited about that. Tell me more.
No, I'm not excited about it.
Hi, it's a Tuesday.
I want to watch Veep.
Sorry, go ahead.
Veep is so good. I love that you're on it. I'm like on the current season. I think it's last season.
Yeah.
It is so funny. It really is like The Office, just a little bit more vulgar because it's HBO.
Right.
I need to watch Game of Thrones today. I've seen too many spoiler alerts. I hear that one of the main characters kind of something Alex will do one day. I think that they lose their V card.
Yeah, I know who it is.
Don't say it. Okay.
I saw that on Facebook, so
it's
don't get
everywhere.
On there.
Don't get on Twitter either.
I know.
It's
literally
everywhere.
I was looking through show prep. I'm like, this is... What?
How I love Game of Thrones. I'm giddy about it.
I just can't imagine this. Have you seen the episode?
I saw part of the episode. I didn't watch the full thing, but I'm watching the old episodes and the new episodes at the same time.
Wow.
Oh, yeah,
what?
It's really confusing.
What season are you on in the beginning part?
Season one.
You can't watch season... Okay.
I know. It's really honestly hurting my brain, but
it's hurting
my boyfriend
mine.
Insists.
We have to go read to kids, too, today. What area of town are we going to? Do you remember, Porkchop?
I've got it right here. We're going to the West Newton Elementary School in West Newton, right next to Canby.
Okay. I don't know where that is.
How far away is that?
Is there a Chick-fil-A?
Like 25 minutes?
like 20, 25 minutes.
So you guys have to be there at noon, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You guys read till 12:20.
Correct.
And then it's a 25 to 30 minute drive.
Right.
So you'll get back here and then have like a half an hour until our meeting.
Yes. So we
you know
probably
what we
have
do?
To eat before the
I'm eating before. I'm
book
going
buddies.
To go have
You know what we should do
toast?
One time? Because Liv claims she doesn't like to read books, but she can read. I would love to see a Joe and Alex Show book buddies done by Porkchop and Liv, and you and I film it and just do the background
I
stuff.
I don't want to do it with Porkchop.
What?
Why?
Because he'll take it so competitively. He'll think it's a competition between me and him. That's what he thinks everything.
What do you think it's like when Joe and I do
him?
It?
Yeah, you think Alex
think
and I go in there as friends? Oh, yes, it is. You don't think we get into character? I'm like, the itsy bitsy spider.
You guys would be able to fool me. I would not be able to tell who would win.
Those kids know. Those kids know there's tension in the air. They're like, oh, she totally did a better character voice than he did. Yep.
I'm really good at character voices, so I'd do it.
Really? Let's hear one.
Well, give me a character. Oh, I'll do like an old fat garbage can drummer.
Sure.
Hey, you kids, get off my drum set. You know how expensive that was for me?
That's the most random, precise character. I
wow.
I'm just confused.
I wonder where she got that. What do you got going on today, Porkchop? Obviously, book buddies with us. What else?
Yeah, my buddy texted me and said he's going to Topgolf at 7 tonight, and I haven't written back yet because...
You can't afford it.
Is it free? Because you can't afford it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, then you shouldn't go. I mean, you should say, I'm really sorry I want to, but like, I honestly can't afford it. Because this is why I don't.
You always do that because then someone might pay for you. That's
like, yeah. That's how girls do it.
Maybe I should just say I got to go to bed because the morning
show. No. Like, I'd really like to, but I don't have the money.
7 p.m.? God.
I don't know.
What is it that Britney Spears had with her dad, a conservatorship?
Yeah.
Is that what it is? We are now in charge of you. Wow. Okay?
I want to be in charge of his finances so bad.
Like, I don't.
He still hasn't called the financial coach.
Hold on. We got somebody out from the Dave Ramsey show, the big financial guy, and you haven't called a free thing to help you out?
Not yet.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But so. you know what else I have to do?
You take your life into your own hands.
You know what else I have to do?
We need to get out of here. I'm getting upset.
I got to do that thing where I go to the bathroom in the jug for 24 hours. So get ready for that tomorrow.
Cute. Yeah.
Wow. That's you really know so how to wrap gross. A show up. Okay. Well, we can't do any of that unless we get the heck out of here and say goodbye. So, Alex, Live the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, myself, Joe, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.